Hi, and welcome to the Meg Pearson Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Pearson. I'm a passionate student of life, plant medicine mama, teacher, and self-care and abundance addict. I'm here to share my story as well as what I've learned through my 40 plus years of living and many life experiences that include personal bankruptcy, overcoming bulimia and alcohol addiction, and finding true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many fertility challenges and much loss. I have taken back my mental, financial, physical, and spiritual health after retiring from my career as a successful television director at age 30 to create the life of my dreams in Costa Rica. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. The Meg Pearson Podcast will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools from my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers. I have become the empowered woman and mother I always knew existed deep within me, and now I coach others to do the same. Are you ready? Let's do this. One last thing before we get into the conversation, I want to remind you that this podcast provides general information and discussion about natural medicine, health, pregnancy, and childbirth related subjects. The content here should not be taken as medical advice, and the content here is for informational purposes only, and because each person is so unique, please consult with your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Now, on with the show. Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Meg Pearson Podcast. I am so excited to be back with you guys with brand new recording, some brand new episodes for you guys listening enjoyment, I guess. Today I have an amazing guest. Her name is Juliet Berlin. You may recognize the name. She's been on the show before. She was back on episode 15. And I'm so excited that she decided to come back and talk to you guys about her latest adventure in healing, which has been a deep dive into NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, which is something that I have been, it's been part of my life and part of my healing path for a while, and also has been part of my training as a coach. And Juliet has gone on a really big deep dive with it, and her passion and excitement about this as a healing modality alongside plant medicine was a big reason why I wanted to bring her on the show here, so we could talk about that a little bit and make you guys aware of another option for healing. You know, there's just so many things out there, so many practitioners, so many people on this path that are able to assist us in our healing. And whether you do turn to plant medicine, therapy, breath work, NLP, you know, there is a no one size fits all approach to us uncovering the truth of who we are and evolving ourselves into our highest version. And so today, Juliet is going to talk about NLP, and I'm going to be talking a lot more about breath work in upcoming episodes, because that has been something that changed my life long before plant medicine entered the scene. And it's been something I've been diving more into personally. And it's something that I'm going to and have been using with more of my clients lately as an amazing tool to release and connect and heal. So lots more coming on that topic in future episodes. But today, let's get into my conversation. Here is my chat with Juliet. Juliet, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. We were just chit-chatting. I could chat to you for hours, but we've got to get into this conversation and get this information out there, because I've got a newborn baby in the other room, and you, sister, are booked solid with folks wanting to work with you.
Yes.
I'm booked
solid with folks who's done with their old programming. Now they want to upgrade the software.
I love that. And I was just going back and thinking about the last time that you were on the show, you were on the podcast almost a year ago. Exactly. Your episode aired on August 26th of 2021, your last one.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And we are talking a lot about your book and your time with the medicine, your book, which is called
Modern Medicine Woman.
Yes.
It's on Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere you can buy books from.
There we go. And it was episode number 15. If listeners want to go back and listen to what you were sharing, it's a short episode. It was only 30 minutes. You talk a lot about the book, the plant medicine journey. And we talked a lot about
how you were already back then working with people, helping them to rework their and break down their default belief systems. We Yes. talked about that. We talked about moving from a wanting to a having mindset. But now you are headfirst, you've dove deeply into the world of NLP, and that's what we're here to talk about today, because it is life-changing. It's worked, you know, I've done a lot of work with NLP on my path, but I wanted to hear about it from you because it's changed your life, right? Like, this has been
literally 180. I don't know what just happened. I'm still in shocked. I've done over 100 ceremonies. I've been with the medicine over 5 years now, and I love it. It just, you know, it clears your energetic body. It clears your ancestral traumas. It heals your physical body. And now there's a point that medicine starts showing you what you need to do. Okay, you need to do this, you need to do that. And it kept telling me, she wants me to work with people on integration because I love that. I love actually the fact after what happens when you drink and then you come to a point, okay, how do I change my life? Mm-hmm. And until I met NLP face-to-face, I just did not have the tools to really dive in and do it. If you think of our brain as a computer, I'm not going to apologize for people who think that I'm calling them a robot. We are kind of a robot. This is just a metaphor. I'm not calling anybody a robot. Think about a computer, and you have a software that it comes with the computer, meaning your parents, the culture, the TV, the teacher, that it was, all those applications was uploaded between 0 to 7 years old. And then what happens if you're living your life, now you're 20, you're still operating from a first uploaded software, and now it's not working for you anymore. And then now you become your 30s, you're still operating from the first 7 years of software, and now it's getting more frustrated. You can't make the money that you want to make. You always dating same guy with a different face. You're interacting with same people at work. And then deep down in your heart, you know, like, I want more. Like, why am I not reaching my goal? Unconsciously, you're sabotaging for the new because your unconscious mind is so used to where it is. It loves the comfort zone. It does not want to take new risks because that could be life-threatening. Our subconscious here to protect us, protect the physical body so you don't jump off a bridge or burn yourself. It protects us from taking risks so we don't die. Mm-hmm. It's just a mechanism that it's here for survival. The reason that I was not able to change all those because I was not actually diving in and seeing my unconscious beliefs. I thought that was just my normal self. And I realized that I was doing things coming from unconsciously, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough. And even though my conscious mind is saying, I'm worthy, I'm good enough, I'm the queen, I deserve the best. And then, or I want to be a millionaire. And then you check your bank account, you have $100. Or you say, I want a relationship that I want to be with the love of my life, my prince, the king, and whatever. And then you realize you're dating your father. You know, it's like all these things. The minute it becomes conscious, you can handle it. Then it no longer has power over you. Carl Jung says, until you make unconscious conscious, it's going to rule your life and you think it's fate. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's changeable. Neuroplasticity. You see it, different perspective, change the situation. It no longer has power over you. You're the creator. You're the boss. Mm-hmm. Unconscious mind gets the order from the conscious mind, our day-to-day living, logistics. Okay, I will go to work today. I have appointments, da, 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 da. But when it comes to manifesting, if you're manifesting from a belief that I'm not good enough, no matter how many affirmations you say all day long, your result is going to be I'm not good enough, coming from I'm not good enough. I was sick of it. I needed a change. I took the training. Changed my life. Now I'm helping others to change their blueprint.
So incredible.
Incredible.
And you, so you've just done this recently. You've been you've been doing this work for years. You've been doing the work for years. Yeah. And you, so you found someone that you really resonated with. And who was what's the woman's name?
Her name is Elizabeth N. Walker. She's number one NLP trainer, integrated NLP trainer in Australia. In my eyes, she's the number one in the whole world because she teaches integrated NLP, which means I'm not just doing a session with you and read the process and you're good to go. Actually, we have a 6-week program. I'm literally resetting and I'm there with you. I'm holding your hand. I'm on the sideline though. I'm not doing anything for you. Mm-hmm. I'm just a coach. I'm on the sideline. You do the thing. I take you from effect to cause instead of you blaming the world. Oh my God, this happened to me too. Okay, I created this. I own my shit. So now I can change it. So the reason it's called integrated because we work with all aspects of the life. It's not just we read the process and now you're good to go.
So let's talk about that because I'm sure there's probably people that hopped on to this episode and are like, okay, but wait, what is NLP? Like some people some people don't even know what it stands for. And then they don't like, so let's talk a little bit about that first.
Great question. NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro being the emotions and the feelings and beliefs and all that stuff that it's in our unconscious mind. Linguistic is the language that we use because we do spelling all day long. The way we speak, we create our reality. And in linguistic part of NLP, we teach our clients to speak always towards what they want and always use positive because subconscious mind doesn't understand negative. It actually bypasses it. Yeah. It doesn't even processes it. If I were to say, I can't wait to see you, Meg. My unconscious mind understands that I can't wait to see you because I just said I cannot wait to see you. And the not bypassed, not was not registered by my unconscious. So it understands I can wait to see you. Therefore, you end up waiting and waiting and waiting. I don't want to be poor. You just tell your unconscious mind you want to be poor. And programming part is the coding. How are we coding ourselves? Because we code ourselves every day, day to day. The minute we open our mouth is coding. So it's very scientific. It's neuroscience, which I'm obsessed with. And it literally works. It works. So I don't say sorry anymore. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. Instead, I say, thank you for waiting for me. I'm aware I'm late. Or I say, instead of saying I have to go to work, it's a different feeling. It feels like obligation. It feels like a burden. I say I get to go to work. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden I feel, oh my goodness, I have a job. I have opportunity to make someone happy. Da, 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 da. It's all about attachment to the words with feelings. Yeah. So the way we speak controls how we feel. Does it make sense?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, and I love that you use those examples because I feel like in this world, this holistic world, this, you know, wellness world, I know, and I've seen it and I've identified it because I have done work with NLP. And, but you hear even yoga teachers correcting people saying, don't say I have to go to work, say I get to go to work, you know? And I don't think that very many people even register that what they're doing is, you know, a form of neuro-linguistic programming, right? Like
everything. I didn't know.
Some people have read it. They've read it somewhere, like just frame things a bit more positively and it'll make your life better. And people are like, okay, I'll try that. But they don't understand the depths of the power that holds, right?
It literally creates our reality, literally. And if you speak towards what you want, towards your goal, and use positive language, it happens. Most people may call it manifestation. It doesn't even, like, I don't even make plans anymore because I know exactly where I'm going. I know it's going to be delivered. I'm already there. It's done. Therefore, it comes to me. I do nothing.
Yeah, and I think that the beauty is
magical. It's like wizardry. It's magical. You have superpowers.
You totally have superpowers. And I have to say, Julia, you have superpowers because you've been doing a lot of this work. Yeah. So there's.
I was sick of it. I was sick of being stuck at where I was. So
yeah,
you grow only from hunger. I don't mean hunger like stomach hunger. I mean hunger like hunger for life. I'm here to be successful. I'm here to live my life fully. I'm here to leave a legacy. Yeah. So that's my drive every day. I have two children and I want my daughter, especially, to look up to me and say, you know what? I'm going to be a mother. I mean, I'm going to be a woman like my mom. And she says it behind my back. She doesn't tell it to my face. She thinks I'm a little tough on her, which I do it on purpose because I'm not her friend. I'm her mother. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that there's some people listening that are like, okay, well, you just said that you've done medicine and done this work for years and years and years. Of course, it's easy for you, but that's not the case, right? When you get into this world, I mean, you can do one medicine ceremony and it could change your entire life. Like, and I think that that's.
Taita Juanito, who is my teacher and who's also your teacher. Taita says some people need one ceremony. They're fixed. They're done. And some people need 100 and some they just drink all the time. So I'm one of those. The reason I drink, because I love it. Because I love going to the other realm. I love working with spirit. I feel super connected. And I feel that I'm a tool for her to deliver what needs to be delivered. That's my mission. It's not, it may not be your mission. Yeah, your mission maybe is to clear an ancestral trauma because you feel like it's blocking you. Then you're done. You know, because medicine will do that.
Yeah.
But when it comes, medicine only shows you what you need to fix. The rest is up to you. So the 50% of work is done by medicine. The other 50 is your work. Where are you integrating? So until I've done NLP, my integration part was 50%. I was never able to complete it 100%. And why NLP works for everyone overnight?
Well, and that's what I was going to say. That was what I was going to say. People that are listening that don't do medicine, they can just come to NLP, right? And that can
as long
that can
as be they have a brain, they can help. They can get help with NLP.
Yeah,
NLP is scientific. NLP is deals with your neurological system. You don't need to drink medicine to work with an NLP coach. I prefer them to work with an NLP coach because it's result based. After one session, it's done. You don't go back and repeat the same thing over and over. That's why NLP sessions are pricey, quote unquote, because there's no revisits. You come back to fix something else. There is this process called ECT. If I'm going too fast, let me know. I'm just on a roll right now. I feel so, connected.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Keep going. Get the information out there.
ECT is called Emotional Change Technique. It was invented by Elizabeth N. Walker 3 years ago. It's a timeline process in the NLP. She just found the missing link and she created this process. So what happens is ECT, something happened to you between 0 to 7. Right now you're 40, 30. You don't remember it. It could be, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. Fear, anger, fear of success, any of these emotions, guilt, shame. So you live that experience and you, because subconscious stores memories, so you expressed it. And from that point on, anything slightly related to that kind of emotion, you have a confirmation. Oh, you see, because I'm not good enough, I deserve that. So that ball of, energy keeps growing and growing and growing, and it takes over your life and you have no idea how that just started. So in this ECT process, we are able to go back to the first imprint, see the event, relive it with the new perspective of your now perspective. Now, I take you as a 30-year-old, go back to your 7-year-old. You're watching the whole thing from a third person's view, and then you're able to go in and relive it and cut the cord. So whatever comes after that, it just disappeared. It's no longer controlling you, and it fixes everyone in one session.
And how is this different than, say, like a trauma therapy session, right? Like a lot of, like, I want to touch on that a little bit, because I know that you mentioned going back, there's a third person, which I think is an important point. But how is it different than, you know, because going back into our, if it's a trauma that's happened between 0 and 7 years, going back there can be really difficult for people. How is this different?
First of all, you just said it could be difficult for people. The only way is through. Yes, it's going to be difficult. It's not a walk on the park. You have to face the darkness, quote unquote. It could not be darkness. It could be an emotional something, doesn't matter. We have to go through it. So if in that imprint, there's more people are involved in that event, we are able to actually put you in each of their shoes. Mm. And you relive the situation from her perspective, from his perspective, or whoever is in that room. Let's say you're in the room and something happened and there's like five people there. You literally go into all five people's consciousness and see the situation. You end up with a lot of compassion afterwards, and you end up having a lot of compassion to yourself. And there's a lot of tears when this happened. Sometimes a session can take an hour or two, depends on the situation. And the trauma, you're actually reliving the trauma, and you're going to the person who actually gave you the trauma or the event happened. And when you see it from a bird's eye view, it does not have a massive effect on you anymore as it would just the victim mentality. You're no longer the victim. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the trauma disappears. We don't delete anything, because that situation made you who you are today. That situation made you resilient. That situation made you stronger, so you could be here today as you are showing up in the world. So we need that experience, because that experience made you who you are. We just take the power away.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And how are you bringing people? Because I just want to make sure that this is making sense to people that are listening, and I love hearing it from your perspective. What does that look like? That going back to that time, is it through a meditation? Is it through?
There's a process. There's a process. We have a script written in quantum language. We never get off the script. Of course, we adjust it. We can use names. Let's say if your mom's name is Sarah, I say, on the script, it says now go into the third person. I say now go into Sarah's mind, you know, like I can change it that way. We use a quantum language, so it bypasses your conscious mind. It directly connects with your unconscious mind. And the answers I'm getting actually from your unconscious mind. For me, my experience was, holy shit, I'm 2 years old and I see my parents are fighting, and I have a bottle in my mouth. I'm on the corner of my, like, what? I just watched the whole thing. Everything is stored in the unconscious mind. And I had another process with anger. I was doing anger because I was told that I get angry sometimes. I'm like, me? I'm super chill. Like, I don't get angry. What are you talking about? And something happened to me. I was in the mom's belly, 5 months old. I literally relived my mom's situation. I'm in the belly. And whatever the moms are going through, whatever going through in the pregnancy, they actually leave an imprint on the baby. It's in the DNA. Mm-hmm. My son is on the spectrum, and I did not have a good pregnancy. I had a very emotional, disturbing pregnancy. And I feel now that 85% of what's going on with my son right now, he's perfect. Back then, it was my doing. That's why it's so important that mothers are super taken care of emotionally more than anything. That stress is literally deciding what kind of life the baby is going to live.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel that through my own experiences, you know, I share a lot about, and I think I might've shared it on the podcast already, you know, that I carried a lot of energy from my mother who had, because she had a miscarriage right before, or a stillbirth right before she got pregnant for me. And there was a lot of grief that was carried through that I carried into a story of, I don't belong here. I'm the fill-in baby right?
Yeah. I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy. Yeah, that was a big, big story. That was one of the biggest things that I've ever uncovered on the medicine. Yeah. And I love that there's so much crossover between, you know, NLP and what the work that we do with the medicine.
So medicine is able to go back in there and heal that. Medicine knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no beginning and end. It's just energy. I was an unwanted baby, and I learned that in the medicine. My mom did not have plans to have another child. And back in the day in Turkey, abortion is not even on the table. And if you marry, there's no way. It's a Muslim country, you know, like, and my mom wanted to get rid of me. And I just held on. It's like, I'm not going. And in the medicine, this was shown to me. That's why I have a problem. I had a problem with having a relationship because, you know, oh, you're going to leave anyways, right? So that was imprinted. And my mom never told me this. After the ceremony, I called my mom. I'm like, what happened? You know, when you were pregnant with me, did you try to get rid of me? She's like, who told you? I'm like, I know. We healed it. But those things literally shaped who I am and made me so strong. Now it doesn't have power over me. Now I actually have compassion for my mom.
Yeah.
You know, so much love, and literally love is the answer to everything.
So, so incredible. So you've got this new amazing opportunity to be of service in the world, as you've always been. You've been, as long as I've known you. I mean, God, when did we meet? We met years ago in the medicine world, and
2018.
Was it 2018? God, that
I have a picture of you with my bikinis. You're in the cooking thingy. Right after the ceremony. I miss Rhythmia.
Oh, so do I. Haven't been there. I've been home making a baby. I don't remember what my point was, but I guess my point was that you have this new opportunity to be of service, and you've already got so many people chomping at the bit. And so
I'm right now like 85% booked, which I'm in shock, first of all. And I'm so grateful. I'm on purpose. I feel life is amazing. Finally, you know, and I want to give this to people.
Well, this is why you were a baby that hung on regardless of whether you know, because you had work to do in the world and you had a purpose.
I just spoke to someone before we get on this call, 75-year-old man. He was living a, you know, like very successful life up until 5 years. And 5 years ago, he said something happened and he's like, I'm ready to just jump. I said, let's have a session and then let's see if you still want to jump after. And seeing his eyes glitter, that he actually has hope now, that means to me more than having $1 million in my account right now.
Hmm.
You know, change your mind, change your unconscious mind, change your life. Easy as that.
So amazing. So where can people find you, Juliet?
My website, www.julietberlinnlp.com. Or they can book a complimentary call with me.
And they can do that through the website. They can do that?
Yes. I did my own website.
Amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't wait. I don't wait on people. I have a friend who said, oh, I will do it. And I'm waiting. I'm like, dude, I'm already like, I'm not asking for free. Just let's get it on. And they're like busy. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do it myself. If they find any mistakes in there, please let me know so I can fix it. So besides that, I am on my Instagram, just Juliet Berlin. I'm very active there as well. I'm building my YouTube channel. I'm sharing all this information, which I will have you as my guest as well. I'm just ready to put myself out there fully.
It's amazing. And I'm going to put links to all of that in the show notes.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that we had this chance to get on here. And I wanted to just, you know, I saw what you've been doing, you know, in the last year, and I've seen this, you have this glow and this light about you that I wanted to, you know, at least get what you're doing out there to my audience, because.
Thank you so much. Last year I had my spiritual death in Amazon. It was so hard to digest. And I really need to go in and face all the darkness And I took an 8-month break from traveling, from just running away from my problems. Oh, I will fix it later, or it will figure itself out. No, dude, it doesn't. You have to, like, you have to pay your bills. You have to call, make the call that you're dreading to make the call. You have to do your taxes. You have to go to the bank. Like, you have to take the kids to dentist. Like, these are the things that we need to do. I was always putting it aside, putting it aside, putting it in. Oh, I need to go drink medicine. I need to go drink medicine. And medicine showed me, take care of your home, organize your home and come back. I did not understand it back then. My home is my mind. Mm. Where are you living? Are you living in a clutter or are you living in serenity? Once I clear all that, everything just now, nothing scares me, if that makes sense. I was scared to even go to my mailbox because I was expecting bills or some sort of letter that it will say that I'm in trouble. I created all that because I was so fearful because I was not doing my homework. You know, I was ready. I was waiting for my teacher to yell at me. So once I cleared, now my head is high, my shoulders are, you know, straight. And I'm like, what? What do you need? Then I can be in service. If I need help, I can't serve you. Then I'm a fraud, you know? So yeah, I'm happy. I'm super happy. Now, the next thing, I will manifest my partner.
Mm-hmm. And you have spoken that into existence.
I feel the energy that soon I will meet him.
Yes, I have no doubt.
He was waiting for me to get to this point.
Yeah, yeah. And he's been working to get to this point as well so that you guys can come together.
And that. I will be like, you need to go drink medicine and we have to do a session and then we can have a date.
No, you're not going to need to do that because you're going to call him in and he's already going to be all of those things, right?
Those were my rules before. Like, unless you meet Taita, we're not dating.
And that, I mean, and there again, that's the assumption that whoever you're going
absolutely.
To meet is not going to meet your expectations as...
Absolutely. Yeah. That's old me. I will tell the listeners one good thing, one tip for them. When you talk about the past, always use I was or it had, because it loses power your present. If you say, oh, I'm an idiot, you say, oh, I was an idiot. I did that mistake. So that's one way they can delete that and it has no longer control over their mind. We don't use but. The but, actually, whatever you say after but is always towards negative. Mm-hmm. I love you, but I can't come. I love you, but I'm not ready to get married. You know, so we use and instead of but. Then whatever comes after and is always towards what you want. And yeah, little things like that. It changes your whole feeling, you know?
I love that. Thank you so much for those tips. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being you in this world, Juliet. Always such a pleasure to connect, sister.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to moving to Costa Rica and opening my place. It's happening, by the way.
Amazing. Can you talk more about that or should we do that offline? We'll do it offline.
Oh, no, we'll do it once it starts the construction, we can.
Beautiful. Well, until then, everyone, go to the show notes to grab the links to Juliet's website and Instagram and everything. And she shares a lot of amazing content on her Instagram and does interviews and a lot of really amazing stuff. So make sure you head there. Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you for everyone listening. I'm here for you. If you need help, just message me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for listening, my friend. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Also, please follow the show over on Instagram at The Meg Pearson Podcast and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's episode, please head over to the podcast webpage at meganpearson.ca/The Meg Pearson Podcast. Until next time, lovers.